Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I'm very happy to have in studio with us today Vanessa Edwards. She is the recruitment coordinator with Kids in Kinship, which is a wonderful organization located here in Dakota County. And we can't wait to learn more about some of their needs, about the organization itself. First of all, really nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here.
So the really cool thing I think about Kids in Kinship is it is serving people that are really our neighbors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have been in Dakota County for 50 years this year.
Are you kidding?
I'm dead serious.
Oh my gosh.
And yes, all the kids that we serve are right here in Dakota County.
So 50 years, think about the milestone that is. And when you think about you're serving children, those people that you first started serving are not even close to being children anymore.
That's correct. And some of them grow up and become mentors.
Isn't that so cool?
It's great.
So for people that don't know what Kids in Kinship is, can you explain it, please?
Sure, sure. So like I said, Kids in Kinship is an organization that's been in Dakota County for 50 years, matching mentors with kids who need an additional adult support. So our kids are ages 5 to 16, and our mentors can be individuals, couples, or families, actually, that can work with kids.
And the program really is hoping to just provide friendships. And when you say additional support, what kinds of support?
Absolutely. It is about building an intentional friendship is what we like to say. So it's really about spending time together, having fun, sharing ideas. We talk a lot about doing low cost and no cost activities. So it's not about going out and doing a huge adventure every week. It's about just spending time together and talking and maybe going to the library or doing activities that the kid is interested in.
And a lot of times you help with family life because maybe family life is pretty disruptive. Maybe there's a lot of kids that are involved and parent one-on-one time is limited, or maybe it's a single parent and, you know, they're working full time and you're just providing support. Why is that important for the parent?
So it's really important because it's providing consistency. So providing this consistent relationship for the child, it helps the whole family dynamic, right? But having that consistent relationship is just another person that they can depend on in their life.
The United Way of Hastings, I think, calls it the web of support.
Yes.
And, you know, I think a lot of times many of us have a support system in place, but some people don't. And so you're saying this is really an opportunity for kids to experience what a lot of families already have built in.
Absolutely. And it's not about replacing a parent or replacing a guardian at all. It's really that additional
supplement
adult relationship, positive role model.
Vanessa, I know you are not super longevity within the company. So what is your background, please?
So yes, I've actually worked in the nonprofit world for almost 25 years, and I've lived in different states, so I've worked in different places, but always with organizations that I really can connect with the mission. So I worked with Girl Scouts, I've worked in the faith-based world, I worked at Neighborhood House in St. Paul, so just a variety of places.
And what was it that brought you to Kids in Kinship?
So funny you should ask. I actually signed up to be a mentor. And in the process of interviewing with them to be a mentor, they had a position that was open. And so I'm still on track to become a mentor myself, but I'm really excited to be in this part of things as well.
Well, that's a great story.
Right?
So when you, I mean, that's a really nice story. Congratulations. I'm sure they don't snap up everybody that comes in to just ask about being a mentor. Why did you want a request to become a mentor?
So I was really excited about the school-based mentorship. We have two different programs.
Okay.
One is school-based and one is community-based. And I was really excited about working with a child in the school system. I actually, my degree was elementary education, but I never used that for becoming a teacher. And so I just thought at this season of my life, it would be kind of neat to be connecting with a kid in the school. So it's not tutoring, again, it's not that piece. It's about building a friendship with a kid in the school setting. So that's what kind of drew me in, and I heard about it. And so, like I said, I started the process to become a volunteer.
So what does that actually look like? Are you a pseudo grandparent on Grandparents' Day, or do you have lunch with the child, or what do you do?
It could be. It's different for every child, kind of like every mentor relationship is going to be a little bit different, and it kind of depends on where in their school day are you able to fit in. And so I have heard of other matches where it is kind of paired with lunchtime, so you might get to sit with them at lunch and whatnot, but you might have activities that you do that the teacher has provided, or I might bring in my own activity. So like, I love to read, and so I want to share my love of reading, you know, with the child. So I might bring a book and we're going through a book together, or we might do something completely different. So it'll really depend on the child too, and what some of their interests are.
And are there set times in a child's school day where you can carve out this time?
So yes, and it would be different for each child, but you kind of work with the teacher and the social worker, and you carve out a chunk of time each week.
So this is a weekly commitment. What happens during the summer with the school program?
So with the school-based program, you meet with the child once a week at the school, probably a little less than an hour. And then in the summer, you get to do what all the community-based matches are doing, which is have fun and go out and still meet with your match on a weekly basis. But you could be going to the zoo or going to the library or going for a bike ride or cooking or, you know, any of those kinds of activities that we encourage for all of our matches.
So you mentioned community-based. So what does that program look like up close?
So what that program looks like, it is also a weekly commitment, a little bit longer, I'd say 1 to 3 hours. And again, the activities that you do are really based on the interests of the child and the interests of the mentor, and you figure out what you want to do. And again, it doesn't have to be these big grand adventures every week, but we do have opportunities on occasion where our families can get tickets for kids through the organization, Tickets for Kids. And they are able to do some of those big adventures, but that's not the expectation on a weekly basis.
You know, when you think about what kids really need, they just need love, and they need someone to pay attention to them and be present with them. And I agree with you. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It's kind of like being with our dog. Our dogs just really want us to be present with them. It doesn't matter if you're just sitting next to them, they're kind of fine.
Exactly. I mean, really, it's about being a good listener. A lot of times kids just want to have someone to tell their story to. And that is a lot of what our mentorships are about.
So you help people with these matches, you called them. So what does it look like for you? Let's say somebody's listening and they're saying, I would love to do something like this. My grandkids don't live nearby, and I would love to be able to give back. Or my heart is just so full and I just really want to spend time with kids. Do you have them go through any sort of training, or what's
Absolutely.
It like?
Yes. So we have a kind of our screening process.
Good.
And so the, right.
Good.
As you can imagine, it's a pretty thorough process.
Well, it has to be, right?
So the first step is actually attending one of our info sessions. And so each month we offer a couple of info sessions. Some are in person and some are virtual.
That's nice.
It's great and just allows for a lot of different people to attend. So that's about an hour. And that's where you can come and learn more about our organization, what mentoring really is, and what the commitment involves. Then after that, you can complete our online application that you can find through our website. And part of that is submitting 3 references and all of the information needed for a very thorough background check. So we would go through all of those steps before we get to any further training. But yes, I'll go through that whole screening process, and then we have a pre-match training.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's great. They really have some great topics in there about setting boundaries and communication and what is mentoring and what isn't mentoring. So all of those different pieces.
So what is mentoring and what isn't mentoring?
Yes. So what isn't mentoring? Mentoring is not babysitting. It is not being a foster parent, and it's not being a therapist. That is not what being a mentor is. But mentoring is being a good friend, being a good role model, and being in relationship with a child.
Don't some of those aspects, though, kind of sneak in?
You know, I think we really try to set good boundaries. And I think there's a difference between being a babysitter. I don't know. Sometimes I think of a teen babysitter who's on a phone.
Totally.
I can say that because I have, you know, been one and I had some where they're on their phone and the kids are off doing their own thing. That is not what this is. You are engaged with the child.
That's why you don't ask teens to be your mentors, right?
Right. And as far as like foster parent, you know, this is not a parent relationship. You are not disciplining the child. You are not providing that level of responsibility.
I see.
This is more of a friendship.
Well, it really is such a great program, and it is open to all that live in Dakota County.
So our kids all live in Dakota County.
Okay.
Our volunteers can actually live outside of Dakota County, but they just have to be willing to make the drive and be part of that weekly commitment. So I would say the majority of our volunteers are in Dakota County. And like you said, it just makes for that great connection with community.
You know, you said that commitment is a big piece, or having consistency. What have you learned about that? Why is that important?
I think kids have to be able to trust you. And if you are showing up every week, every time, that is building that consistency, and that helps build that trust. Some of our kids come from some, you know, chaotic backgrounds, and I think it's really great for them to have that consistency in that relationship.
You know, we all kind of want to know what is going to happen next.
Right.
Don't we?
Yes.
We all kind of like our little routines and something that we can trust.
Mm.
So we actually have an opportunity in August. It looks like August 23rd, there's going to be an in-person mentor session, and that's going to be at the Westcott Library in Eagan from 6 until 7. Not a big commitment from our part to just learn more. What will get fleshed out that night?
Yeah, so that night, people can learn more about the organization, a little bit about our history, and about what we do with kids, and just try to really give a picture of what mentoring is, and provide a time for people to ask questions, you know, right at the beginning. It's just a very relaxed, casual time.
And you mentioned that you're looking for single people, a husband and a wife together, or even a family. Tell us what a family mentorship would look like.
Yeah, so we have had several different families mentor with us. I can think of one right now where the couple had three young boys, and they mentored an older boy. So their mentee was maybe 12 or 13. And he would just come along and do family activities with them. So it's really a neat experience.
And volunteers are asked to make a one-year commitment to the program after they have gone through all of these vetting processes. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, so we do ask for a one-year commitment. Again, it's really to help that child have that understanding, and the kids also make a one-year commitment. But I'll tell you that many of our matches go on longer than 1 year. Some of them go on longer, years and years. So it's really quite neat to see how that evolves. But yes, we do ask for a 1 year. And at the end of that year, sometimes one side or the other decides, okay, this is all we're going to do. Or sometimes if it's an older teenager who's graduating and going on, the mentors will sign up to be with a new kid. So, but it is a one-year commitment that we're asking.
And the kids that are going to be mentored, where do you get their names from?
Yeah, so they come from a variety of places. It could be a teacher at school or a social worker. Many other organizations in Dakota County are aware of Kids in Kinship and what we do, and so they might refer. But it can even be parents and grandparents hear about us, and they think, oh, this might be good for my kid. So they sign them up themselves.
Any sort of supplement, I think, is good.
Absolutely.
So this is an opportunity for us to volunteer. And if you are listening, you are in the right area to volunteer. This is a Dakota County-based program, but you do not have to live in Dakota County to participate as a mentor. And there is an opportunity for us to learn more at an informational session, which is going to be in person on Tuesday, August 23rd from 6 to 7 p.m. at Westcott Library in Eagan. And you mentioned you have more than one of these a month, and sometimes they're in virtual, sometimes they're in person.
Absolutely, yes. On our website, you can see all of our upcoming info sessions that we have. And the virtual ones, we just send you the link the day before, and it's great. People just pop in, and the in-person ones, we have those on a regular basis as well. We rotate around through the library, so it's not always in the same location.
And you actually can be reached. Your website is very full and has quite a few different drop-down boxes with great information. Your website is kids, and then nkinship.org. I know you also wanted to tell us about your 50th celebration, and you're going to have a big event on September 25th.
Yes, we are really excited about our gala this year, again, because it's our 50th, but it is got the theme of building a masterpiece, and it's going to be at Brackett's Crossing, and people can also go to our website to find more information, to buy tickets to that event. It's going to be a really great night to celebrate what we do, but also you can learn more about what we do. We have information about our kids on our wait list that will be up, and again, the theme of building a masterpiece. There's going to be an art theme there that I think is going to be really fun and to enjoy.
And what is the age group that is most in need? You said it goes from 5 until 16.
So I would say we definitely have kids in that whole spectrum of age, but we do have more boys than girls. And we are always looking for male mentors because we have that. But again, couples and families as well. But definitely got some boys on that list.
So the commitment is a couple hours a week, and that's flexible as far as what day of the week and all of that?
Yep. You work with the parents, you work with the family to kind of figure out a good time. There's a lot of communication between a mentor and the family of picking up and dropping off and all of those things.
Anything else you want to tell us, Vanessa?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me, and I just really enjoy being here, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, it's a wonderful program, and it really is a great organization. Clearly, it's been around 50 years.
Right.
So you're doing something right, Vanessa. That's great. And congratulations to you on your new position, and we wish you great success in all that you do. If you do want to learn more, please go to kidsnkinship.com. And we will post this information on our KDWA Facebook page. The phone number also is 952-892-6368. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.